Well, I worked on Capitol Hill for various members of Congress for 6.5 years, and I got a good look at public policy there, and I had enormous respect for most of the individuals I came in contact with, both in the executive branch and the legislative branch. Mm-hmm. And I found it inspiring that you work for something larger than yourself, work for your country, mm-hmm. and it's a great way to serve, I think.
What would you like to do? What would, at the end of the process, where would you like to end up if your dream job were to fall into your lap?
Wow, okay. Well, I think right now, because I'm focusing on budget and finance, agencies like the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, or the Federal Reserve or the Treasury Department, things like that. But, I think the chance to serve, I think, can translate into many areas, and I'm pretty flexible in that regard.
If you're ever interested, do a Google search on Danny Werfel at OMB. He's got a very interesting story, very much like yours.
Really?
Or like the one you're talking about. Yeah.
Great.
All right. So, Andrew, let me turn to you. Tell me what motivates you and interests you in this regard.
Well, I started out with an interest in the military, and I was on a scholarship to the Virginia Military Institute, and just got done serving in the Army for the last 5 years. And, I used to think that the Army was what I wanted to do. I was going to make a career out of it. And then as I got further into my service, I said, well, there's a big federal government out there, and we're all working together, when I was overseas in Iraq. And so I became much more interested in the policy side of how these policies are crafted and how the agencies work together.
And I'll ask you the same question I asked Christine. If your dream job were to fall into your lap, or if you were to be offered your dream job in the federal government, what would that job be?
I don't know that there is a dream job. There's just really great opportunities come along, and you get in that opportunity that maybe you wouldn't want to do it forever, but you say, wow, that was a great experience, and now that you can go forward. And so having that opportunity to serve, and just the people you meet and getting to interact with them, because there is really a unity of purpose, I think, in the federal government that you don't find everywhere else. Most people aren't punching a ticket. People are committed to the job. They're committed to serving the country and to enriching the lives of their fellow citizens.
What did you all learn today? You sat in on this briefing today from the Partnership for Public Service regarding where the jobs are. What did you learn today that might be useful to your job search down the line?
Well, technically I learned probably that I'm glad to see that they're trying to streamline the hiring process, and they're taking it seriously. We all know how hard it's difficult it's been in the past, and it's great to see that they recognize that. And then I think more generally I'm glad to see that they are promoting the importance of public service. That sometimes in the past people who work in the federal government have received bad stereotypes. And I think that's always unfortunate, so I'm glad to see that they're also addressing that sort of public PR aspect of it.
Sure. Andrew, what about you?
I'm just glad they're seizing this opportunity. I think regardless of where you came down in the last election, there's a tremendous sense of goodwill towards government service, and that the government is a place where young people especially and people in general can go to make a difference. And I think that this seminar is really seizing that opportunity, because the people are out there. And as the process gets more streamlined, you connect those people with the opportunities. And this is just one way to do it.
Kind of getaway question. Are you optimistic that maybe when your studies are over that you'll have that government job? And what's it going to look like? What's it going to be like working for the government? And in your case, Christine, going from your experience in the legislative branch on Capitol Hill, which is one kind of an experience for someone working government, and possibly going to the executive branch. What do you think that's going to be like?
Well, I think there'll be some overlap, but I think it'll be an opportunity to really concentrate in a particular area, as opposed to when you're working for a legislator who has to sort of be a jack of all trades. And I think that it's great the amount of opportunities you have, the diverse opportunities you'll have, and then other things like work-life balance and all of those other aspects that make it so appealing.
Andrew, most of your experience has been in the Department of Defense. With the Pentagon, Would you be looking to maybe head over there in a civilian capacity, or do you see maybe other opportunities for yourself elsewhere in the government where you can use some of the skills and learning that you've picked up in your Army training?
Well, I think that there's wouldn't be against heading over to the Department of Defense, but I don't want to close off any doors. And I think that one of the things they mentioned here is that things like communication skills, interpersonal skills that you do learn dealing with people in the armed forces is transferable to anywhere in the federal government. And any place where I think those skills would be best used, I'd be really interested in working.
Well, thank you both, and good luck to you in your search. And I think it's admirable that you're both interested, committed to a possible career in the federal government. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.